So we've talked about in this program the Power Hour, and everything I've talked about since the Power Hour is the way to improve the Power Hour. Let's go through it again in case you've forgotten it. The Power Hour. Number one, mental growth. Take a judgment, balance it out, use the emotional shower. Number two, cellular growth. Make sure you apply the concept of gratitude to your life and conceptualize the cellular health of your body rather than the physiological external health of your body. Cellular health trumps external health every time. The third one, and do this once a day, the third one is environmental health. Look around. Is your place tidy? Are you being? Are you speaking? Are you putting out of your mouth the things that will cause the environment around you to become inspirational for others as well? Is it clean? Is it tidy? Does it echo that when you look around you right now, is that echoing your destiny or is it a reminder of where you've come from? If it's a reminder of where you've come from, that's okay. But really, when you look around, it should echo the destiny that you have in front of you. And that's the importance of, you know, affirmations and visualization. But how could there be a better visualization than the environment you're in? The fourth one was values. And in the next couple of days, I'm going to share with you a process to refine and refine and refine understanding your value set, because this was a great component of understanding priorities. The fifth one, is your vision, inspiration, purpose. And over the last couple of days, we've been talking about joy, we've been talking about happiness, we've been talking about having a purpose, we've been talking about these things that can make the fifth component of your vision, inspiration, purpose, this really big driving force of enthusiasm, energy, vitality, youthfulness, longevity, resilience, intensity, that keeps you high. This is the fifth one, this vision, inspiration, and purpose. And last but not least, and so beautiful and so simple, is self-talk. I did it on the rowing machine with you the other day in the video. Self-talk, I think there's very few things more important. And we spoke earlier about what comes out here creates ripples, but what goes on in here creates ripples down through your being too. And so asserting some level of realistic expectations, using the laws of nature that I'm teaching in this program, to make sure what goes on up here is realistic, that you don't have false expectations. If I play a game of chess with my stepson, as he's learnt to play chess, he's learnt the rules. And so his expectation of what's going to take place in a game of chess has become more and more realistic. And so when he loses, he doesn't get so upset. And when I lose, I don't get so upset. And he started to beat me. He's 7 years old. I think it's... understanding the rules of the game, it means realistic expectations. Understanding realistic expectations is self-talk. And I think that self-talk can make the difference between living to 50, living to 60, living to 70, living to 80, living to 90, and the difference between doing that and doing that with enjoyment. Doing that with happiness, doing that with fulfillment, doing that with purpose, doing that with a sense of self rather than depending on a spouse for that sense of self, which is absolutely going to cause failure. This is Chris. You have a great day. Bye for now.